Well, good morning. Part of our lectionary reading today is in Deuteronomy, and it's chapter 18, and it highlights the gifts for the priests and the Levites, and it's also a call to holy living. But it also warns us about true and false prophets. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 22, New Living Translation. The Lord your God will raise you up for a prophet like me from among your fellow Israelites, and you must listen to that prophet. For this is what you yourself requested of the Lord your God when you were assembled at Mount Sinai. You begged that you might never again have to listen to the voice of the Lord your God or see this blazing fire for fear you would die. And then the Lord said to me, Fine, I will do as they have requested. I will raise up a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will tell that prophet what to say, and he will tell the people everything I commanded. I personally deal with anyone who will not listen to the messages the prophet proclaims on my behalf, but any prophet who claims to give a message from another god or who falsely claims to be speaking for me must die. You may wonder, how will we know whether the prophecy is from the Lord or not? This is the key, verse 22. If the prophet predicts something in the Lord's name and it does not happen, the Lord did not give the message. That prophet had spoken on his own and need not be feared. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Those of us who have had a faith relationship with God for a long time have heard a lot of false prophets. And that's the key there in verse 22. If the prophet predicts something in the Lord's name and it does not happen, the Lord did not give the message. That prophet has spoken on his own and need not be feared. Wonderful, wonderful warning. So we're grateful. Jesus said in the New Testament, test the Spirit and make sure it's of me. Well, hope and pray you're having a good day as we reflect on Deuteronomy chapter 18. God bless.